One of Saudi Arabia's most wanted militants has turned himself in, the first senior suspect to surrender under a one-month government amnesty announced last week. Foreign nationals have been the targets of a wave of terror attacks. The Saudi royal family recently held an unprecedented question-and-answer session with the country's expatriate community aimed at calming fears about security in the kingdom. From the Saudi Red Sea port of Jeddah, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
A town hall meeting where foreigners ask Saudi royal princes, how safe is the kingdom, is a highly unusual occurrence here. But these are unusual times for Saudi Arabia as it tries to contain the terror threat on its soil. The ongoing search for the body of Paul Johnson, the American beheaded 12 days ago, is a continuing reminder that something in this country, once regarded as among the safest in the Arab world, has gone terribly wrong. At the close of the session, Foreign Minister Prince Saud Al Faisal said the audience of expatriates reassured him.
It is poignant to note that all of the questions that were asked by the expatriate community were questions dealing of how they can stay, not what reasons do they have to leave.
10 of the 40 guests, who included ambassadors and other diplomats, represented American interests. Mohammed Ayaz is a Canadian who serves as the business manager for the American oil firm Chevron. Ayaz called the closed-door meeting a unique opportunity and pulled from his pocket a list of pointed questions he put to the Saudi princes. Who is protecting us? Can we trust them not to support the terrorists? Ayaz asked for verifiable reporting on, quote, all the bad guys who have been killed or jailed. Prince Saud said only that disclosing the identities of detainees might adversely affect investigations. The effectiveness of Saudi police is among the most pressing concerns of expatriates here. Ayaz says his colleagues do not believe police are adequately equipped.
We need trained professional military people, not police. The police that are patrolling now do not have the expertise or firepower to repel a strong attack by terrorists.
Ayaz also complains about the Saudi approach to combating terror.
Let's put it this way. They have tremendous amount of security, but they have it in their own way, which is not very well organized.
Prince Saud pledged to beef up security with better trained forces, strengthen checkpoints in industrial areas, and allow foreigners to apply for licenses to carry weapons. U.S. Ambassador James Oberwetter urged more transparency between the government and the expatriate community, but he added that Saudi counterterrorism efforts are improving.
While there have been some horrific cases of individuals being killed here, In fact, over the course of the last couple of months, the Saudi security agencies have been able to crack down on two very large and very dangerous terrorist cells here. And I believe they're getting better at doing that.
Despite that, one American expatriate said the city of Jeddah has become a very lonely place, referring to the number of those who have chosen over the past year to leave. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jeddah.